This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The results are in for 19 large U.S. banks, including Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Bank of America. 2 days ahead of schedule, the Federal Reserve shared the outcome of its latest round of stress tests. Those tests are aimed at finding out whether banks would survive a cataclysm like the September 2008 financial meltdown. And the regulator says four major banks failed to show they have enough capital to survive another serious downturn, including Citigroup, the nation's third largest bank. Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for the New York Times and WNYC contributor, is with me now to explain. Hi, Joe.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. What are the assumptions the Fed used to test the banks?
Well, one of them is that the market would go down 50%. Another is that the unemployment rate would ratchet up to 13%. And gross domestic product would be a minus 8. So it's pretty darn severe. The good news really is that 15 out of the 19 banks tested under those circumstances would still have enough capital and would be in, you know, they'd be hobbled, but they wouldn't be crippled.
So what happened to Citigroup? I know it was one of the hardest hit banks in the financial crisis, but it looked to be on the path to being able to offer, more than a 1% or 1 cent dividend on its stock shares to its investors. What happened?
Well, I mean, I think what happened is that of the four of the too big to fail banks, they have been the most hobbled, and that their capital base still isn't what it needs to be. And under this scenario, if they wouldn't be out of business or anything, but under the worst case scenario, their capital would be lower than the regulations call for. You got to understand, regulators are being a lot tougher about capital requirements now because the lack of capital is one of the reasons we came so close to the brink. So, I mean, I think the bottom line is that Citi is going to have a lot more difficulty raising its dividend than, say, J.P. Morgan.
Right. Let's talk about that. J.P. Morgan announced higher dividends about an hour before the Fed released results. Did they force the Fed's hand?
I'm suspecting that Ben Bernanke isn't too happy with Jamie Dimon right about now. This news was supposed to be released on Thursday, and it seems pretty obvious that J.P. Morgan preempted the Fed and released news that was very pleasing to its investors and gave the stock a bump. And I guess the Fed just decided they couldn't sit on the news for two more days while J.P. Morgan was already released its own results. So I suspect that's how that played out.
So the consequences of not passing the stress test are that these four banks that didn't do so well will not be permitted by the Fed to boost their dividends. Is that correct?
Unless they raise more capital. The last time, look, the stress test in the 2009 was incredibly important. The federal government basically said for these banks to be truly viewed as healthy and to withstand a worst-case scenario, they have to raise, I think in the aggregate, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was billions upon billions of dollars worth of capital. And they went out and did it. They were able to do it because investors could see what required for these banks to be healthy, and you could do this with a reasonable degree of confidence. In Citi's case, it's going to be the exact same thing. It's going to have to raise capital in order to be able to, you know, issue a decent dividend or to, as J.P. Morgan is also doing now, buy back its own stock. So that's the dilemma that it's presented with.
So what will the results mean to you and me now that most of these banks have been determined to be well capitalized? Will they lend more?
I think there's a high possibility that they will, if they're feeling, safe and secure. I think, though, you know, a lot of people are simply investors in these banks, and they're looking forward to having a higher dividend, and I think it's good in that sense as well.
And what will the results mean to New York City, since most of the banks are based here?
Well, you know, the healthier the banks are, the more people that they'll employ, the more business they'll generate. I mean, there's no downside for New York having healthy banks.
Joe Nocera is a contributor for WNYC and an op-ed columnist for the New York Times. Thanks a lot, Joe. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.